page 92, Sim Resh Samachay, up to Ois Yud Ches. Okay, again, it's on page 92, Ois Yud Ches. Chai. Cotton. Ooh, yeah. You're right. Yes. Look at that. You're right. There's a mistake here. Hosein. Okay, so the second one. Okay, let's do the second one. Okay, the second Yud Ches. The second Yudches Koton Shenoilad Kishuhu Mohol, or the Ger Biyam Hakadmoinim Sheniskayer Kishuhoyu Mohol. You have a Goy who had a circumcision. Now we need to be Metif Dam Bris. The Sarech Lohet Lahatef Mimenu Dam Bris, Kamashakosim Sim Resh Samachimul, the Kavan Shazemim Ne Hasothek. The reason why we're Matif Dam Bris is because of a Sothek Mashakosav Shom. Is a machloikis. Do you need to be? It's not so clear that you need mechuyev to be Matif Dam Bris. Now, before we go further, I just want to remind you what we learned. I'm Swedish. I know nothing about this, but what I have read in the books is that Bizman Hazeh, it's almost non existent for there to be such a thing as a baby that's born mohol. Even though you'll hear, you'll go to a bris, or you'll hear a baby was born mohol. It doesn't mean mohol mamish. It means there's an abnormality, and the part of the orla is not there, but mamish to be 100% as if the bris mila already took place. Okay, so in Echlam, the time of Chazal. But in our day and age, it does not exist. Such a thing, not even in the Guinness Book of World Records, are you going to find such a mitzias where a baby is born mamish 100%. There is always something that can that needs to be removed. So over here, when he's writing this, he's suddenly it's more theoretical. The Aruch HaShulchan is writing something more theoretical. It's not something which is lamaisa, but a ger, that is for real. A person that has circumcision, he was a non-Jew. Here, I think in America, I read the statistics are that 50% of non-Jews opt for circumcision, and now he's megayer, so he needs now a tafas dam bris. So the shail over here is, what do? You make the brachas. So therefore, he writes over here, the kevan shezem le'as sotik, the machloikas apreskim, if you need to be made the dambris in these situations, k'mashakot b'sim l'sham l'chein lifa insoch bracha, you do not need the bracha. Aval l'hachim, the bracha of al hamila is not made. Aval l'hachnisa, v'asher kidash yidiv, nibetin, yeish oimim shetzarech, v'yeish oimim she'inet zarech, l'meil, the son of brachas l'hakel. Me'ikar hadin, the bracha of Alhamila, you definitely do not make. The other two brachas, lachnisa and Hashem Yikidash, is a machlekes lapreskim. Since we follow the rule of Safik brachas lachel, no bracha is made in these two situations. The Mela, the Safik brachas lachel, the Kvar Kosav, the Zesh, and Shonu Kodim, Noilad Mohol, Lav Bedavka. And it goes back to this. This we say that a person that's born Mohol, it's Lav Bedavka. The Noilad Mol Amiti Lo Shechiach, such a mitzias that a baby is born Mol Mamish does not exist, it's not common. The Chain Aniregenis, likewise another example, of a person has both simonim, simonim Zachrus and Nakvus, Ein Mevarchem Al Milosai, Mevnesha Ein Oi Zohar Vadai, this is the last Mishnah Mesechta, and last Mishnah Mesechta Bikurim, it's not a Vadai, Shein Zohar Vadai, Vezeb Shida Degam Lachnitzai, Vasher Kiddash Ein Zohar, and Mimela and Andiroigenis, we do not make any bracha at all. Aval Tumtum, Shenigra, Benimsa Zohar, a Tumtum, the Simonim were covered, and then a surgical procedure was done to reveal that really it is a Zohar. Of course, we'd make a bracha, Mevarchim Kol HaBrachos, V'chein Keshechoyzhin Al Hatzitzit HaMa'akvin HaMila, Mevarchim Kol HaBrachos, Tabrachos, Shebirchu Kvar Heim Levatola. If a moil does not do a good job, and you bring the baby to another moil, and the moil says that the first moil didn't do anything. He messed up, he batched up, and it's not a kosher bris milah, and the bris milah must be done again. The second moil makes new brachas. He makes the brachas all over again, and the first brachas that were made are levatola, if the tzitzin hama'achin were not removed, you need to make more brachas. Aval ein lema tulas kayin kiyam esil razeh, but you do not make the bracha again. The bracha asher kidash alokeini lokeva sein the kayin esil razeh, that is only done once. Aval Ashukvar Bitzpalu Alov Aval Kishakhoj Malatsitin Shain Maakin Aval Kishakhoj Maltishain Vakin Vachin Moshech Oshem Sakni Mibne Maris Ain Ain Tsarch Shum Baracha. And if the Mila is a kosher Mila, and the only reason why another Moil is doing anything at all is because it's Tsitin that are not Ma'akif, or let's say it's the Moil was it's Maris Ain or the
Cosmetic.
cosmetic, then of course you did not make any bracha at all. Now, by the way, Kriyas Hashem, so we make the bracha on the eighth day, but the baby is not going to have a bris milah for a long period of time. Let's say he's an incubator, or he's whatever the situation is, going to be a very long time. Should you give the baby a name right away, or should you wait until the bris milah? So there are different opinions on this matter. When it comes to a baby that's sick, that's that mamish needs a refuah, so then it's very common you give the name baby a name immediately, so that people have a name to be mispala. But if the baby is not sick, just a natural thing that the baby is going to take a couple of months until the baby is ready because of the whatever complications there are, and the baby is not necessarily sick. So then the common minig is they don't give the baby a name because the baby is not
premature. Considered
sick. Not necessarily. Premature is not necessarily premature, but it's not a sakana. If it's not perceived today to be a sakana, it's just the doctors. They just you're just going to wait until the baby is, it'll be 2 months, whatever it is. So then.
Give the name, you say
Kayim, yeah. So that's a shayla. So that's a question. If it's going to be a long delay until the baby is going to get a bris milah, the baby is not, it's not pikuach nefesh. So then there's a shayla, should you give the baby a name right away or not, to be mechazek his mazel, that he should taka develop or not. But the baby is taka very sick. Chaim Kanievsky, he always tells people that you should give the baby a name right away so you can be mispel for the baby immediately. Your test.
You say the Kayim thing?
Yeah, I guess you do say the Kayim. I guess you say the Kayim, yeah. Kriyas Hashem, what? Shin Hashem, you want to already give the baby Shin Hashem. The baby, you give the baby a name, then you want to give the baby get turned for the worse. You want to give another name? I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't know. That's what causes a very strange thing of Shin Hashem. You go in, a person is not well, and like an older person is not well, and they want to do a Shin. They want to add a name. So that's some people do, some don't. Rabelski, they added a name, and Chaim, for four years, and now whenever they write his name on anything, it's always Chaim Yisrael Belsky. The name became part of it, it became mamish part of his name. Rav Baruch Sirotskin. Rav Baruch Sirotskin was sick a good part of his life. So his name was Baruch, and they added the name Rafal Baruch Sirotskin. And that became mamish part of his name. What?
Rav
Schneier, what did they add?
Yosef Chaim.
But you don't hear that. You don't hear Yosef Chaim Schneier?
Okay. I think it has to be at least 90 days, otherwise.
No, I think the determination days. Is if the person dies because of the illness. Let's say the person is very, very sick, and they are ashamed, and the person lingers on, let's say even for a year, but it's the same disease, and eventually dies from the illness. And then the name does not, the name is dropped. But if the person does get better, he does get better, and he comes back, and then later he dies, so then the name sticks. Okay, let's go next. Halacha Yutes. Mamzer kishishol hu l'chol ha-mitzvahs levad she'osa lisa bas Yisrael. A mamzer is a full-fledged Jew. The only limitation of a mamzer is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. A mamzer can even be a kohen gadol. Mamzer can be a kohen gadol. Just he can't marry a regular Yisraelis. O mevarchem olav berchas ha-milo difa the bris milah, you make the regular brachos lachnitzai v'asher kidash yidid ad ha-kares bris. Avol, the only difference is that a mamzer, you don't may give him a bracha kayim esayeled azeh. Avol ein mevakshim olav rachmim v'hiatfila kayim esayeled d'loy nichol luhu liyishol hakadoshim sheyiskaimu mamzerim shebeneim. Therefore, we do not recite at the bris milah of a mamzer the tefila of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. After you finish the three brachas, that's it. The bris milah is over, and you don't give a bracha kashem shnichlas the bris, and you don't even do that either. You just say Avikari Shema Yisrael, and you don't give him Yidam Mavakish Tzila. Umefar Simin B'Shas Milasa Shuhu Mamzer. You have to make an announcement that the bris milah of this child is a mamzer. The cause of Maril Shemol Noitzel B'Chotzer B'Sakneses Lufnei Pesach B'Sakneses.
Someone said that what you do, they'll go bris kodesh.
Yeah, that's the reason why
they'll say bris mamzer.
Bris mamzer instead of bris kodesh. Baruch Hashem, you didn't hear it. Baruch Hashem. Einish Shemei Alav Raya. Einish Shemei Alav Raya.
Stay tuned.
Okay, let's go further. Now, Mefaras Mem Shabbashas Mel Shugum Bams, the Bechos Maril, Shemol Mosem, Bechos Bezak Nesses, Lufne Pesach, Bezak Nesses, Rebak Shem, Mol Mosem, Bifnim, Eitel Pesach, Pesach. Where is the bris? In order to hack or assume that a mamzer of the bris milah is done outside the shul, outside the chotzer, outside the Pesach, a regular bris milah is done inside. V'achshav me'atim matim, shemolim be'besak neses, ela be'atim, some of us, shemolim be'besak neses, Very few people in Manas said a bris in the Beis Hakneses. Ella be bottom,
okay,
and be basement in their homes. The chas shnaigim lekroitz a kida. Okay, so therefore it's not okay. It's not said his time because since anyway they do it to the Beis Hakneses, so therefore you don't you're not able to make this distinction. Period. What name should you give a mamzer? Every mamzer should be called kidar. Al shem kidar tapuchais hema. They are a generation that's upside down. They do things which are upside down. Umamzer lohave rak me eshes ish. This machlokes in the Gemara. What is a mamzer? According to Rabbi Akiva, even if chayve laven, even a kohen who marries a grusha, according to Rabbi Akiva, a kohen marries a grusha, the child's a mamzer. Now we don't paskin like that. We only paskin lechel ma'isa only chayve kresos. Therefore, umamzer lohave rak me eshes ish. She must be a married woman, oy mishari arayos, or incest, a relative. Aval hanodle mepnuya, a woman who has a baby out of wedlock, einoy mamzer, the chalila likroisay mamzer, chas fisham to call a baby that's born out of wedlock to call a mamzer. The akum abal bas, what about the father is a guy? Dinoy ki yisrael, so full fledged yisrael, ulehepuch yisrael shabal akum, but the other way, let's say a Jew is married to a non Jew, so the baby is a guy. Ain dimek yisrael, and there is no bris mila period. V'hanoylad mishifcha, a man has a child from a shifcha. Gam kein ain dimek yisrael. The mother is non-Jewish. The baby is not Jewish. V'chol zen misparu be'evin ha'ezer. Period. V'chol vlad sheyesh by nid nud avera. Ain oimrim hapsukim asher tifchar. Ashrei tifchar. The hapsukim which are said the bracha.
In
other words, what does it mean nid nud avera? The parents did not observe Taras HaMishpacha.
Right. So who's going to know?
What?
Who's going to
know? Everyone knows. They're not observant. Let's see, as a person, Rabbi Krohn, he's called all over the country. You type it on the internet, I need a moyel, so his name comes up number one, so they call him, they fly him in all over the country, and he does many milas for non-observant Jews. Non-observant Jews, they still want a bris mila, and they're not embarrassed to tell you that they didn't observe Taras HaMishpacha. So these type of things, it is nidnur avera, there is no, you don't give brachos, these brachos of Ashrei and Tifchar. Halacha l'maisa, I'll talk a little bit, I have over here from the headlines, I want to talk today about artificial insemination. So he has just derech agav, one of the footnotes he talks about, mentions the truth from Rav Moshe, is should a person be mishadech with a person who was born from parents that were not observant of Taras HaMishpacha. So interesting, the Ikra didn't know. It's not a good thing. Rav Moshe writes, if the child is a Ben Torah and he's a Yari Shemayim, it's not an issue whatsoever. And we're not makbid on these things b'zman hazeh. This thing today, to go look back, where the parents, were they religious, they were Bali Tshuva, and the child was a product from a woman who was in Nida, the b'zman hazeh, you don't look at that. He writes, that's not something that you pay, that we are on a Madrega in this generation. You look at the person. The person is a Yari Shemayim, is a Ben Torah, that's all that counts. Yeah.
We have the Takanas, you go to Mikveh because of Ezra. Okay.
That's for men.
But it's not Mavatam Kamatara.
No, men, there's no such thing. We're talking about an Isha going to Mikveh for Nida, there's a Dindoi Raisa. A man going for Tfilas Ezra, that's a Chumrah. It's a very big Chumrah, the Mavatal Takanas Ezra. In fact, I have a say, I wanted to give a shiur. It's interesting you may bring up the topic. A while ago, probably a couple of months ago, I walked into the Swarm store. They had a fantastic sefer from a Shoichet. He's a Belzer Chassid. It's a very, very big time. He wrote many Svarim on Shchita Ubedika. Shchita and Nikor. And he's very close to the Belzer Rebbe. And he's also an administrator of a Shoichetim in different. And he wrote an entire sefer on the Milois of going for a man to go to Mikvah. It's a very, very fascinating sefer. He has a whole section on what's the end of a shoychet. We know today with Zman Azeh, very makbid, that a shoychet should go to Mikvah. Why is a shoychet different? What?
That's the difference in the Zachlis and
No, they all take. There's no such thing today as shechita where the shoychet does not go to Mikvah. It doesn't exist in today's world. It doesn't exist. Even the most modern, even the most left-wing shechita, the shoychet didn't go to Mikvah. It's unheard of today. Why? Why is there such a hakpada that a shoychet should go to Mikvah? You don't find today that among the Litvish Olam, that people, the makbit, everything should go to Mikvah. case. There are certain people. I told you, Rav Pam was very makbir on his talmidim in Torah Vadas, the Koilel, that they should be nizer in Tfilas Ezra. He told them that if you are learning in Koilel, learning there is an inyan yishulinal taras hakodesh. So there's no excuse for a ben Torah not to be nizer in Tfilas Ezra. A Baal Kriya, or someone who gives a shir. Anyone that does Tzarchei Tzibur, there's definitely an inyan of a mashpia upon other people, even though there's a more of a hakpad to be nizer in Tfilas Ezra. When it comes to a person, so if it's not your minig, it's not your minig, there's no inyan. So he wrote an entire sefer, it's a very fascinating sefer, about the Kedusha Tahara that goes into us. I'll just say one quick story which just came to mind. I was shocked from the story of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And the Chalik of Akiva Eger was not a chassid. He was not, but he was a very, very makbid on a mikvah, on Tfilas Ezra, going to mikvah. So when he was old, his wife decided that it's a sakana for him to go to mikvah. It's very cold. So she hid the key. She took the key. She took the key. Remember, Akiva Eger was. Akiva Eger was Namshul Gadol Hadar. There's no one like Akiva Eger. So she hid the key that he should not be able to go to the mikvah. So he woke up in the middle of the night. And there was no key. So all of a sudden there was a knock on the door, and the person who was in charge of the mikvah brought him the key. And he said, "What do you mean? I had a dream. I had a dream. They told me in Shemaim I should bring you the key to the mikvah." It's a Peladika story because Rav Akiva Eger is not a Hasidish Rebbe. It's like a. And it's
that's why he was
Rav Akiva Eger. Okay, in any event, so you brought up, you want to go in the union of Tvila B'Mikvah. By the way, there is a part that a sandik. If you ever zech the sandik, that a sandik should go to mikvah. But okay, why is it a sheikh goes to mikvah? So he rings down his ears because shechita, misa is matar the neshama. When a sheikh brings misa upon an animal, it's a very frightening thing. What we don't realize is that a misa of bringing death to an animal, somehow it's a holy experience for the neshama of the animal, whatever that means. And it's not proper that the sheikhet should be in the state of tumah when he's engaged in doing something of taking the neshama of an animal. For whatever reason, sheikhtim today, in all circles, of nizar, is probably the one thing, bizman hazeh, that survived the takana of Ezra. Today, people are not nizer in takana. It's too difficult to be nizer in Tfilas Ezra. But shechita, people in this generation would not do. You wouldn't buy. Put it like this: you wouldn't buy meat if you knew that the shechnim don't go to mikvah. Because since there is so much competition out there in the market, it just wouldn't happen. And in writing Sifrei Torah, before you write the Shem Hashem, you're mechuyif to go to mikvah. What about the rest of the Sefer Torah? You're not mechuyif.
Now. But they do.
What are they, no. So I'll tell you, I know a story where it was a sefer in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a sefer. He's writing a sefer Torah, and he woke up in the morning and he forgot to go to mikvah. I mean, they all go to mikvah, but before they write anything in the sefer Torah, they go to mikvah. Even before they write Hashem's name, he woke up in the morning and he wrote a line in the sefer Torah. Then he realized he didn't go to mikvah, so he went to Rav Yashiv. I think it was Rav Yashiv, and he asked him. I wrote a line in the sefer Torah. I didn't go to mikvah. Am I mechuyif to tell the buyer that I wrote one line because you're not mechuyif to? You only mechuyif to write. You only mechuyif go to mikvah when you write Hashem's name. So he told me, you're mechuyif. Since today the standards are that you go to mikvah, you're mechuyif to tell. You're mechuyif to tell the buyer that you didn't go to mikvah for that one line. I know by Hachnosa Sefer Torah. So people write letters. They write letters, so it's very sad. Is that a sefer spent 6 months writing the entire Sefer Torah? He was nizer to go to mikvah before he put. And these people, they come, they put dots in the letters, and they didn't go to mikvah. So it's fair. I know I had some influence on this in my brother. So he davens, they had achnas Sefer Torah. So I told them this. They were debating. They had a dilemma: should they allow the people to put in the dots? Should they be makbid? You can't put a dot unless you first go to mikvah. So they had a debate, because not everyone wants to go to run to mikvah before they put the dot in the sefer. They're also giving a lot of money for the Sefer Torah. So I told them this. I told this to my brother, who was involved in the, and he, I don't know if it was because of me, but the end was, they said, that's right. You cannot put a dot in the Sefer Torah unless you first go to mikvah. It was the hakpada. Any event.
You don't have a song if you want to write a letter.
You want to write a letter, not please,
but
you have
you're
to...
You're just filling it in.
Doesn't matter. It's part of... You're right. It's not ma'akev, it's not ma'akev, but it's still... It's part of the
Kedusha.
Okay, let's go further. Now, going to Mikvah over here, now over here, go over there's any chash of Averus, so you don't make, you don't give brachas. Pa ois, da ois, Dal, it's not really dal, it's chaf. This is really a chaf. Somehow the dal turned into a chaf. What do you do on a tainis? It's Yom HaKippurim, or it's the four fast days. So you do not make a brach ala kais new begimul tsaimos mehem shehayoledes eina mesane. So that's what it says. We don't do this. The base says we do make a bracha, and we do make a bracha, and we give it to a katan. That's what we do. We'll get to that in a moment. But he writes, you do not make a bracha on Yom Kippur and the Dalet Simos. However, he says that three of the four taniyos, besides Yom Tisha B'Av, women do not fast. Therefore, you can give the kosher bracha to the yoledes, to the mother. Eina shayoledes, eina misane, yochel levarich ala kois, v'tita mimenu hayoledes, imhi shemas habrach, if she is present, umischavenes, Shaloi lahavsig b'dvarim bein hashmiyas habrocha l'shtiyas ha'kois if she'll be kavkavona not to be mavsig the brocha bari pragofen and drink of the cup. Avol b'yoy ma'akipurim v'tisha b'av she'ein hayoledes yochol l'shtois where she can't drink because she's fasting, which is not probably true today. I don't know today on Tisha B'av. I'm very rare to find you. Is I don't know. Maybe it may depends who the person is. But on Tisha B'av or on Yom HaKippurim when everyone in the room is fasting, ein mevarchim ha'kois u'v'tisha b'av.
Hadas,
we don't mean the hadas, the loy mai sinan, in the shabbat, shechal by tishabov, ad kan l'shoinoi, we don't make a bracha on hadasim either. Mitam de ein bevarcham al habasam b'moitzei shabbos shechal by tishabov, ad kan l'shoinoi, just like we do not make a bracha on bisamim, it's not proper to give hanot to the neshama. It's a hana, and we don't want to give hana on a day of fasting. So too, we do not make the brach of hadasim at a bris meal that takes place on Tisha B'Av. The ein ze hechel, it's not correct. She also be Tisha B'Av le'arich be'besamim. It's not so clear if that's really true. The reason why you don't make besamim mitzvah Tisha B'Av is not necessarily the reason why you should not make a brach of besamim by a bris meala, and maybe by the bris meala you should make a brach of bari atzei besamim. V'ze she'ein noisnim hakoyz la'ati leikoyz she'ein misanim. Who al pi Gemara besoyf paragimel de erbin de in mevarchem al hakoyz b'yom kippurim litin litinik mishum de chayshim de asi l'misrach. The lishdois gam kishe yigadel. So we don't want to, now his opinion, we don't want to give the kois to a child because the child is going to learn the wrong lesson. He's going to remember for the rest of his life that on Yom HaKippurim we drink. I was a child, I drank on Yom HaKippurim, just like I drank last year, I'm going to drink a kois this year. If we're going to give the kois to a bris, that's why you don't make kiddush. That's why you do not make children, when they eat a su'udah on Yom Kippur, they do not make kiddush. Why not? If they're allowed to eat, they should make kiddush, ala kois. No, if you're going to make kiddush ala kois, you're going to make a mistake next year and make kiddush when you're an adult. So just like we apply that so when it comes to making kiddush, we apply that so when it comes to making the bar peri gofen on the kois of bris mila. Afa gad loy dami, you can't compare the two. The chasam yesh kediyas avon, there's a kediyas avon mila. Every year, until he becomes an adult, he's going to eat. When it comes to mila, who says every year there's going to be a bris mila? It doesn't make a difference. Al mila b'yamakipurim, ein b'kis l'chein, b'emes ein ne'noigim kein, k'mo sh'yispar b'sim n'aba. And that's why we disagree, and that's why the halach is that indeed we do make a bar priyagaf, and we do indeed give it to a katan. As we said, the v'kosef rabbein harmah, v'yei shaymin. The Ramah disagrees with the Beis Yosef, with the Mechaber. The Mevarich ala kois. Bechol tiny ois. V'noisnim litinoi kois. Kitanim, we give the kois to a child. V'chei nehagim uv yamakipurim noisnim la'atina ki'animol. We give it to the baby himself. K'mashakosa b'orchayim sim tofresh chafhei. V'yeshem di'af v'loi tainis yoitzim b'zeh. Some say that even if it's not a tainis, no one needs to drink the kois. Just putting some of the wine in the mouth of the baby is sufficient. Now, however, that's not the meaning of Gizah. We give the kois to the sandik. The sandik drinks, and that's not correct because we learned before that it's not the sandik who drinks. We learned the one who makes the bracha. That we discussed yesterday. If the sandik is making the bracha, then the sandik drinks from the kois. If the sandik is not making the bracha, the one who makes the bracha, he drinks. kolay makishu am avar halakos we have got the case shall brach at sach lish tes mal mul lugmav va hanimal shaitsem at is going back to the situation, the opinion that says that we give the case to the child, the baby himself, but the baby is not drinking a shear, he's just being toyma mashu ein khoyshishin the kaze she ein ein ikar hadin. It doesn't matter. It's not a real kashal. There's no chiyuv to drink a shiur. Even a mashu is sufficient. The only reason why we make a bar priya gavim is because you only say shiur layayin. And it goes without saying that in a situation where the woman is not fasting, the noistim lo hakoyis miyachol lishtois ach kishamol in the Beis HaKnesses v'hi eina b'kan, if she is not coming to shul, yasek moshe nispar, like we mentioned, and give it to a child. Uchamiduni sha'ato noistim gam yom kipurim l'ti noikois ketanim lishtois es hakoyis, and that's the custom is vanazeh, that when there is a bris mila on yom kipurim, we give the kois to the children to drink from the kois shel brocha. Now over here he's not telling you another very interesting shaila, which is a very big dilemma in the poskim. I saw this with my own eyes. When you have a bris mila on sukkos, and the bris mila is not taking place in the sukkah, the best place to have a bris mila on sukkah is in the sukkah. Right. Because when you make the bar priya gofen, you're going to drink it right then and there. And where do you drink yayin? You drink yayin in the sukkah. You make a shayla, you make a leshay basukkah when you drink the kosher yayin. It's also a shayla. You should make a leshay basukkah. But if you're having the bris mila in the Beis HaKnesses and you make the bar priya gofen, where are you going to drink the kosher yayin? So some have a minig that on Sukkot you also give it to a child to drink in the Beis HaKnesses, just like you give a child to drink on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av.
My son was
on Sukkot.
Was Mila on Sukkot.
So where was the bris?
The bris was in Shul.
In Shul?
I don't remember what happened.
Who drank the wine?
I don't know.
So this is a very tough shaila. It's a very tough shaila. So I know someone, I have a friend who had a bris Mila and he had the shaila, so he would have to have the bris in the Sukkot. And he's a koilel guy, and the sukkah is a teeny little sukkah. It wasn't very easy to get into the sukkah. 10 people to get into the sukkah. I guess every paisik has their opinion how to do this, but I think that's one of the solutions is that in a chanam you give it to a child to drink, and an adult does not drink the sukkah. And if you do have it in a sukkah, then you have another shaila. Should you first say leishay basukkah before you drink the koyish shal yayin? These are all interesting shaska. Next halacha.
You can make a bracha before that.
You make a so you do during the suda. Is that the right thing? That you have a suda and in the middle of the suda you have a bris mila?
No,
you first you eat.
You
first eat. You make a leishay basukah. So it's part of the leishay. That would maybe be a better idea. Good idea. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha chabez mimash nispar lemanu shdaafa balabris biatzma mechuyv lahesanis bechol adal tzemes. Now, mikar adin. The father of a child has to fast. Mikar hadin. The ein hatainis nitchem ibnei shimchas hamila meikar hadin. We do not push off a fast because you are the avi haben. The af al pi sheyom tov shelo. Who it's your holiday. Umitam ze paskinim be'erachayim simin tov kuf mentes b'tisha b'av hanitche liyoyim aleph. The chal bo. I'm now on page 93. The chal. Bo v'chal boy bris mila shabal bris enoy misane boy ein sham v'kol shekain b'shorei tzaymos the kili tvei the yesh loymar the gam sham lo hitir rak achar chatzos. He's saying here chumus like we never heard before. A bris that's nitcha. I'm sorry. A tzoyim that's nitcha. A fast that's not bo bayom tisha b'av that's on Sunday instead of Shabbos or any other fast that should have been on one day and it's been pushed off to another day, so it's nidcha. So there, the baal habris is allowed to drink. He's allowed to eat. He's allowed, but he says on the condition after chatzos. That's interesting. The yesh the gamze halo yitiru rak le'achar chatzos the chmavur sham. But oh, the nidcha shiny. In those situations, it's not bo bayom. Those examples are, it's not, the fast day is not taking place on the ikar hayom. So you have a double kula. It's not the ikar hayom, and you're going to have the bris after chatzos. Avol shor tainis shechal biyomai chomur mitish above hanidcha le'inyin zeh, and therefore you're not allowed to eat on the day of the bris mila. That's what it says according to one opinion. Ach letirit zeh yud zayin v'tamus. According to this opinion, if Shivas Betamus oy tsoim gedalia hanitcha liyom aleph to Sunday, ein sarach lesanos. You do not need to fast. The loy no hagu kain. That's not our custom. v'tzach leimar. Now who's saying over this? The one that's saying all of this is the one who's saying this is says in Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. Let's go further. We follow that you don't have to fast. We talk. We're very lenient. Let's just see further.
I fasted on the
Tzombidah. You fasted. Okay, let's see what it says in here.
My Rebbe told me to fast.
The law you know how came with Sahlam the Tafsa liquor the Hatiri Tarishan Shamnam Gam Achar Hatsais Lehani Lecho Gam Bitishabov and Nitka Loy Nahin Lecho. Okay, so Minig Aksh of Lahashlem Afilu Bishari Tsemo Shinitru. Okay, so the Orach HaShulchan over here so far is telling us, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that there are grounds to be lenient for the Avi HaBen, and I guess by extension the Moil and the Sanik to eat on the day of a Bris Milah, that's not the custom today. The custom today is
even on Tisha B'Av, we let them get dressed up.
Tisha B'Av for sure, we don't eat for sure not.
But they dress up.
Only time there's a machlekes apayis. Let's essentially says over here. There's a machlekes apayis when a nitcha, when the fast
on
is
Tisha B'Av,
yeah,
have a bris.
Yes.
The Sanik, the Moil dress up. They don't.
Of course they. Oh, I mean they. But they wear. They don't wear. The shoes that they wear are. They wear sneakers. No sneakers. So they wear Big Day Shabbos in honor of the bris. They wear Big Day Shabbos. Well, some people, you should know, they wear Big Day Shabbos even Stam. Tisha B'Av is a moed. Right. There are definitely people who they Tisha B'Av is a complex day. It's day of Avelis, so you wear your sneakers, but you wear Big Day Shabbos. Oh, yeah, Strymel. Strymel, there's a whole story about that with a certain Rebbe, about what he said about himself. There's a very big Rebbe. I think it's a Satmar. I think it was not the Satmar. I think it was a Satmar. Maybe it was his father. One of the relatives of the Satmar Rebbe, he said that when I was young, I didn't wear the Strymel the whole Chodesh from the whole Ben HaMitzar. The whole Ben HaMitzar, I was in Avelus. I didn't wear the Strymel. I got a little bit older. I had a whole different approach to Avelus. I only stopped wearing the Strymel Chodesh Av. I got a little bit older, my approach changed. I wore it on Shabbos. I wore my Strymel on Shabbos Chazoin until Shavuot Shechalboy. I got a little bit older, I kept on wearing my Big Day Shabbos to the very end. Now, he says, I would even wear it on Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av itself. I would even wear it. It's just that people will think I'm crazy, so I'm not going to go that far, but I would even wear it on Tisha B'Av itself. My whole approach to understanding what the Churban is about has changed. Now, what that means itself is very interesting. Any event, let's go further. So far he writes here, that's not our meaning. Our meaning with Banaz is that the day of a fast day, a father and the Moil and the Sanik, indeed they do fast. The Ein Lishol, Al Ma'ash Omer Rabbeinu HaMashom, Esimim Tov Resh Peivav, Le'inim Tainis Esther HaMukdom, Le'oin Hei, V'chal Boi Bris Mila Shalo Yisanu, V'shi Yisanu Le'oin Mochar, Ayin Sham, Ma'inin Tashlom HaTainis Le'oin Mochar. He's asking why. What about Tainis Esther? If Tainis Esther is pushed back to Thursday, we discussed this halakha, so we learned Tainis Esther. So it's pushed back to Thursday. So it says here that the Avi HaBen should eat on Tainis Esther and he should fast on Friday. We don't even do that. We should fast on Friday. So you do see that there is such a thing of being mashlim. Why? V'aloi af Tisha B'Av hanitcha ein tzorch lahashlim haTainis liyamochar. The call shekain b'tainis Esther, the kill, the yeshloimah, the loydami, the b'tainis Esther, hamukdim min adin hoyel l'sanis v'rav Shabbos v'lo b'yoymei. He's asking a question. If Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday, and on that Sunday there is a bris milah, the father does not have to fast. Me'ikar hadin. And not only does he not have to fast on Tisha B'Av on Sunday, he doesn't even have to fast the next day. Yeah. There is no hashlama. There is no requirement to make up the fast day on another day. Yet, a Tainis Esther that's pushed back a day early, falls on Thursday, and there's a bris milah. It says in the Ramah that the father doesn't fast on Tainis Esther, but does have to fast on Friday. So why? Why should it be more chomer, Tainis Esther, be more chomer than Tisha B'Av? On Tainis Esther, if you're not going to fast because today is the Bris Milah, you have to make it up. But Tisha B'Av, that's pushed to Sunday, if you, and there's a Bris Milah, you don't have to make it up by fasting the next day. So what's the difference? The answer is because Tainis Esther really should be on Friday. That's the real day for Tainis Esther. The reason why we're pushing it back is because of Kavod Shabbos. But Tisha B'Av, that falls on Shabbos, there really shouldn't be a fasting altogether. And now we push it off to Sunday, it's also another leniency. So therefore, that's why the two are not comparable. Because so again, the answer of L'Yashom, D'loy D'amit, D'pan D'anis, D'esar, Mugdam, Min Adin, the real day to fast, Hayil L'Sanis, V'Erev Shabbos. V'lo B'Yom Hei. Uchum K'muvan. Ach, V'Nesh, L'Yavatsu, L'Kvoy, H'Tanis, V'Erev Shabbos, H'Gdimu L'Yom Hei. Ulchen Emila, M'Chuyiv L'Sanis, L'Malcha, V'Erev Shabbos, Shehu Iker, Hachiyiv, V'Erev Shabbos. It's not because it's hashlama. It's because today is the real day. You didn't fast yesterday, so now you have to fast on the real day. But Tisha B'Av, there is no real day to fast. You're not going to fast Shabbos. Sunday is not the real day. And now you're going to go fast on Monday? Monday is also not the real day. So therefore, there's no need to go and be machmir. Next.
When you say a lot of
fair,
he doesn't have to fast if it's a
Nidcha Tisha B'Av,
right?
Yeah.
Is that only if the bris is the eighth day? Let's say the bris itself.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a Nidcha or Nidcha. The bris taking place on this day, it's a Simcha, you don't have to fast. You don't have to fast. Now that's Mi'ikar HaDin. Mi'ikar HaDin, Rabbi Mersky said, Mi'ikar HaDin, the bottom line is, Halacha L'Maisa, the minhag is today that on a fast day, Bo Bayom, everyone fasts. That's the minhag, that's
Pashut.
If it's a Nidcha, it's a Machloikis. It's a Machloikis in Minhagim. And if it's Bo Bayom, it's Tisha B'Av, it is Dalit Tzomos, it is Tainis Esther. The minhag ha'olam is man hazes to fast the entire day.
But if
Tisha B'Av is Sunday, if it's a nidcha, the tainus is a nidcha, so then there are different minhagim. The common minhag, from what I understand, is you do fast. We anyway fast. Unless, if you're anyway not going to fast, because you can't fast. That's another story. That's a whole different topic. Chaf Gimel. Kasu Rabbi Seinu Baal HaShulchan Aruch, Misha Yesh L'Shnei Tinoikos Lamo V'Yivarach Baruch Achas L'Shneihem. Now how do you do a bris for twins? So this is not what we do. First, a mechaber says you make one bracha is for both. Yivarech al amila ve'ola gam l'sheni v'asheni yivarech al sher kiddush yidid, and then when you finish both milos, you make one bracha asher kiddush yidid, and it goes back and goes on both. We're going with gam l'rishon. V'afili ranar l'lefana v'shas habracha, even if the other baby is not yet here, the other baby is still home, and they have not yet brought the second baby. He's on the way. Well, let's get started. And we'll make one bracha, and the one bracha is going to go on both of the babies. Kevan shedaito yolof. Rak shlo yasiach daite, provided there is no hefsek between the first and the second. Avlim soch bin yayin. Let's say there is a delay. Oit shlo hoyu daito al sheni, mitchila. Then, of course, soch levarach asher kiddash yidid al arishin, lach levarach al milas hasheni. You have to make two separate brachas, two different brachas, two different sets. V'davkim soch bedvarim sheni min tzarch amila, as long as it's a real hefsek. Al but tzarch amila, lo yehavi hefsek, but if you mafsek with yon yamila, it's not hefsek. After the first baby, you do not need to make the bracha al amila and lachnisai. For the second baby, we do not consider the bracha that you made asher kiddush to be a ma hefsek for the second baby. Now that's good. We don't do this. That's not how a minute. This is what it says in the mechaber. Or levarach al amila the bracha lo havi hefsek. Kamash amar sif chav chasin kisedan. Kisi Adam, you only make one bracha, right? Kisi Adam, you can shecht 1,000 animals, 1,000 birds. There's no kisi on animals, 1,000 birds, and then you make one bracha for all the blood. Now the im shnei hayiladim shel adam echad haav oimer lachnisai bevrisai shel aravim lachnisam. So you change the nusach. If it's your father has, they're both of his children, so he makes lachnisam b'loshen rabim. V'chein oimer kayim es hayiladim. The Yisakin called Tzach Emil Cholech Bifnei Atzmei Kogoyin Haner Shem Adlikin Liaseh L'chol Echad Ner Bifnei Atzmei Adkan L'Shanai. Two separate sets of Neros. When you go to Bris Milah today, they're not so Nizrimis today, unfortunately. You're supposed to light a Ner. You're supposed to buy a Bris Milah. The proper thing is to have two candles lit in front of the baby, L'chovay the Simcha. Sometimes, for some reason, people don't do this. They don't bring the Neros. The good Moel will tell the Baal Bris, they'll give you a list. They give you a checklist of things you have to bring. Bring a pillow, bring the kais, bring wine, bring whatever, and also bring neiros, bring candle holders. What? Part of the kit. They
send you a kit.
They send you a kit.
By FedEx.
And so don't forget to bring your checkbook.
They don't send you a pillow. That you have to bring yourself.
And don't forget to bring your checkbook to pay.
My PayPal.
Haner Shem. Okay, next. The Yesh. Now, this is not what we do. You've never seen this done because it's not our custom. The Yesh, me, Shehiksha Almash Amar Kishloho Yedaite Alasheni, Shetzorah Hasheni Brocha Bifne Atzma, Barilla El, Simon Yetas, Linin Shkita Pasco de Apple, Kishloho Yedaite Alasheni, Ain't Sarah Lavarech. So some say that you don't even need to make a brach even if you didn't think about it. In other words, let's say you only thought you were only doing one bris milah. And then lo and behold, someone shows up. Hey, I also have a baby at home. I also need a bris milah. So let me also ask. No, so somehow you don't need to make another bracha even if you did not have intent for the second bris milah. If a bracha was made and someone else also wants the bris milah done, it can be done without another bracha being made. And just like when it comes to shechita, if you only have kavanah to slaughter one animal, and then animal number two just walks right in, right? The second animal walks in, also wants to be slaughtered. You do not need to make another bracha. The Ein Zed the Yuklal, he disagrees. The Mila Ein Matzei Kol Kach Kishchita. The reason why there is a difference, because when it comes to shechita, it's not so far-fetched that you're going to have in the back of your mind intent to do another shechita. When it comes to milah, milah is very rare. If you planned only to do one milah, we assume you had no kavanah whatsoever to do a second bris milah. Therefore, if another baby arrives later, you have to make a second bracha if you do not have kavanah for that baby. Lama be'evenu ezer simin samach aleph linin shnei chassanim kas demishum ayin hara yesh levarch lechol echad bifnei atzmai the lama lechashashu zugam b'mila. What about a chassan? If there are two weddings happening simultaneously, you have a mesader kedushin. He says to his talmidim, "I don't have time for this. I'll be wedding every single night. My talmidim just have all the weddings in one night. Why should I waste my time every single night to go to another? Waste everyone's time." But all of the boys and girls get married the same night. We'll line them all up, and we'll all get married. What? One shot. Just make sure you marry the right girl, right? Don't mix up the girls.
Well, that's the Gemara, right?
So the shaila is, how many brachas do you make when you have a ceremony where there's two people getting married at the same time? So the halacha is each one gets their own bracha. Asher kid, Aslan was halusais, and the sheva bracha is separate. Why? Ayin hara. Because of ayin hara, we two. So that logic should apply to our children as well. Why according to the mechaber are you allowed to make one bracha for two milais? Ach loy dami, you can't compare. The b'sham tzach lechatil lechachas nashen yamad gam sham gam kein v'yishma bracha ulechein shach b'ze ayin hara. Because when you make a bracha for Asher Kid Asher Osalanu Esarusos, the Chasan and Kala have to hear the bracha. The bracha is being made on their behalf. In fact, Maker Adin, they're the ones who should make the bracha. They really. So when they give it to someone to make the bracha, the Mechabedim, it's their bracha. They have to be present. But a bris milah, this goes back to the site of the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not the baby's mitzvah. If it was the baby's mitzvah, we would wait until the baby is 13 years old. If it was the baby's mitzvah. The baby is not a bardas. It's the mitzvah for the community. It's the mitzvah for the parents. So therefore, the baby doesn't need to be present. That's why one bracha suffices for multiple babies. Aval kan, b'chein shach b'zein ayin hara. Aval kan, yachnisu atinok hasheni l'cheder ze, achar milasa shel arishon, v'lo shach ayin hara. Rakish, Hashem, B'yachad, one does not need to be with the other. They don't need to hear from each other's brachas. And therefore, it's not shach in this case, Ayin Hara, V'oy, D'chosam, G'doylim, V'chassanim, V'kul, V'kalis, V'shushbinim, U'mizimute, Chosam, V'kala, Shaykh, B'ze, Ayin Hara, Ma'ashen, Kim, B'mil. By a wedding, it's more glamorous. When it's more glamorous, there's more jealousy. Everyone is all dressed up, V'chulu, V'chulu. So then there's more of an in of an ayin har. Ayin har is a matter of perception. Ayin har is not a real, it's not a real halakhic, tangible object. Ayin har is purely perception. When there's a perception of ayin hara, then you have to be nizr. If there's no perception of ayin hara, you don't need to be nizr. A wedding is a time when people get all worked up. Mamela this ayin hara. Bris milah, people are less worried. I don't know why, but that's the way. People are not so worked up. There's less of an inyan of ayin hara. proof is, look, when it comes to getting, even comes to getting an aliyah, there are many leniencies in giving like that. You want to give a father and a son, two brothers, aliyahs back to back. So we don't do it. But there are many times when you can do it, as long as there is a hefsek. For example, let's say you have a new second sefer Torah. You give one brother from the first sefer Torah and another brother from the mafti in the second sefer. It's mutter. It's two sefer Torah. Why? But it's back to back. No, since you're moving things around, you're taking out the Hagba Galila. There's already a hefsek. There's not a perception. Hagba Galila. Can you give two brothers? It depends. If you're in a shul where they call out the name Yamoid, and the young Israelites, they call out the name Yamoid, Pliny for Hagba, Hagoylel, and the Hamagbiya for Hagoylel. They call up the one who gets Hagba Galila. So then it's awesome, because if you're calling up, then there's Marasayin. But many shuls, they don't call up Hagba Galila. They don't. They just, you, Hagba, you, Galila. So they're not, if you're not calling up Hagba Galila, then it's mutter to give a two brothers. What about a Mishbeirach? Then you make a Mishbeirach. A Mishbeirach, Bavur Sh'Ola Hagbosa, so maybe then if you make a Mishbeirach, so then indeed there might indeed be a Shiloh of Maris, and because of when you hear the two names together, then the perception changes, and that's Maris. Alright, we're out of time, so we will continue. Okay, we're really in the middle. We have to continue this tomorrow. Halacha l'maisa, we don't follow the Mechah, we follow the Ramah, and the Ramah says that, of course, we don't do mitzvahs chavilois, and each baby gets its own set of brachos entirely. Like, not like the Mechaber, we'll do that in Mishrem tomorrow, take a short break, and then